He's got so many.
Botan, there you are, Botan. Oh, do you love my bun today? We are rocking the. Oh my god, I need to put my hair up. DPN needle post shower look.
It's a good look.
It says it's something. Oh my god, I got that phone. Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
And for as many years as we did this together, it feels less weird to do it separate. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure. My brain is having trouble processing.
You were sat beside me last week, and it feels more natural to talk to you through a screen.
Well, we have been doing it this way for half the life of the podcast.
You know, it's fair. We're reaching that sort of midway point. I enjoyed it. I loved your visit. But this feels more normal now.
I'm not weirdly beside you in your ear?
Not weirdly beside me in my ear. I mean, you're still in my ears, but not beside
well,
me.
Well, yeah. But
either way,
I'm over here. I'm in front of you in your ears.
Diana went home, which is good because she was missing her bed.
I did miss my bed. Your couch is great, but it's still a couch.
It's still a couch. Like, it's for a couch, she's quite serviceable.
It's a good couch.
But she's still a couch. She's not a
but
bed.
But it's still a couch.
She's not a bed. We have to acknowledge the limitations of her structure. Which is fun. Which is good, because it means we're near our stuff. We've had some downtime. I went and did a disability matters debate stuff. I caught a cold. Fall moves forward. Flu, I'm not sure what
life
I caught,
goes
guys.
On.
Life goes on. So if I look a little tired, it's because without makeup, I look a little dead. And while we are in undead Halloween season, I'm not quite ready to channel my inner zombie just yet.
Dead is in. Dead's the style these days.
Dead's the style
spooky
these
season.
Days. It is spooky season. Spooky. Trust me, Michaels is having their craft sale. You have no idea how badly I want to just buy all the crafting supplies to turn my apartment into something a witch on any TV show would be proud of.
I've been purposely not looking lest I be tempted into more things I don't need.
Walk into my apartment and go, I like the decor. Like, it's bad, guys. Restraint is so difficult.
Psh, restraint. Who needs restraint?
Rachel Maxley showed me how to turn used candle jars into the potion bottles from the supplies in The Nightmare Before Christmas, complete with frog for frog's breath. I don't have candle jars, but I do have glass jars. Guess what's happening this year? I want frog's breath and spider legs on my mantle, and I want
absolutely
them to look right.
I still want to make those chicken wire ghosts for my front yard, because I've got some good trees. I could like hang them from the trees and
oh
have
my
ghosts in my trees.
God, that would be amazing. You should totally
right?
do that. I know.
I have to figure out how to light them though.
Literally Christmas lights.
Well, because you have to shine light up at them from somewhere.
Yeah, well, if you do a light at the base, you could do like
yeah, well, so I need a light. I
my
do
brain
not have
went,
a
just
light.
Borrow your dad's floodlight. Oh no, wait, that's me.
Not sure my dad has a floodlight, even if he lived close enough to borrow it.
My dad has fog machines, plural. No, there's got to be a way to do that without it being too big of a thing.
I mean, I would have to go buy chicken wire anyway, so this is a
yes.
trip to the hardware store regardless.
Regardless.
I can just get a floodlight.
You can just get a floodlight, yeah. Yeah, because if you get a narrow beam one, it'll shoot up and it'll be fine. And you will find that they're handy for many things.
Yep.
They're a weird
like when your car's
thing.
In the garage and won't start.
Yes.
And it's dark in there.
Yes. Many, many things can be solved with a floodlight, duct tape, and electrical tape. WD-40, the staples. Staples. I keep electrical tape in my medicine cabinet. Weird fact.
I keep medical tape in my medical cabinet.
I also keep medical tape in my medical cabinet. Best band-aid on the planet.
Really?
Flexes, electrical tape, it flexes. It doesn't pinch your finger. It stays on after you've washed it. So you just put like a little bit of clean cotton gauze and you just kind of lightly electrical. And then fingers, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't. My father, right. Carpenter, we tape and glue things and have for years. But just only really when I'm doing like the paper cuts, when you get like the paper cut on the inside of the finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you need something, but a Band-Aid just doesn't freaking stay.
Yeah.
I lightly electrical tape my finger. Like I'm some sort of carpenter. Stays. It's good.
You know, just tape your hands back together. It's fine.
I can use my finger. That's the important part to me. And it peels off and it doesn't rip out hair. Like, come on now. Bendy. Super bendy. Don't do it, guys.
Can't argue with that.
Don't. I can't officially recommend that at all. That is absolutely a hack thing that I just do. That it's probably not safe.
It's probably leaching some kind of toxins in your skin or something.
Have you seen how food gets packaged and what we choose to eat and how we choose to live? That is the least of the toxin worries I have.
Oh, yeah. I am aware.
It's not where my concerns are going to go. All right. I am drinking some lemonade this Sunday evening because I have been running around like a chicken like a crazy person. So while you guys see this on Wednesdays, we record on Sundays. So I am enjoying some sugary lemony goodness. And oh, I lemoned and oh, I sugared. It's intense. This is not lemonade for the weak of heart.
I do not have lemonade, nor do I have any kind of beverage for the weak of heart. I'm trying out a new herbal tea. It's roasted dandelion root.
Sure. That could be really good.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm enjoying it. It's sort of like when you want coffee, but even decaf is too much.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping it would be, and that's kind of more or less what it is.
Yeah. No, I like roasted dandelion tea.
It's got the like,
dandelion root tea. It's really good.
It's got the roasty bitterness of coffee with because tea is different, you know?
Tea
and
different.
Coffee are different.
They are different. They are definitely different.
Both are good, but they're different. And this is sort of like a nice in-between.
You know, that's a fair description for roasted dandelion root tea.
Also, Northern Knits mug. Huh?
Classy. I want to try like a traditional Indian tea where it's like the cardamom pods and the...
Oh, yeah. Like you mix up your own kind of chai. Kind of deal.
I want to do some of those this fall because I feel like that'll be a really hearty, warming tea to start the day off with. Don't get me wrong, I'm almost done with the crisp autumn morning that you got me a couple of years ago. And it has been an amazing post-yoga cup of tea.
Ooh.
Like, get up, do the yoga, have a crisp autumn morning cup of tea.
Have a crisp autumn morning on a crisp autumn morning?
Have a crisp autumn morning on a crisp autumn morning. That's actually how it's worked this week, which has been delightfully meta for myself, making my breakfast so good. Okay,
my morning outside time has been severely interrupted this week. The weather's been gorgeous, but I can never sit out there for more than like 15 minutes because the wasps find me and they're like, what's up your nose, what's in your ear, how about I get behind your glasses, how would you like that, would that help you with your reading your book and drinking your coffee? And yeah, so I just
have to give up. Wasp problem.
I don't know where they're coming from. Like, there's not like a lot of them. It's just like one really determined wasp that wants to wreck my day.
It's just one's got a vendetta. You're his arch nemesis.
Apparently, it's like only ever one. It's just one.
Yeah, it's like.
But then I inevitably, as I'm trying to wave it away, I inevitably hit it, and that angers it, and then I have to leave because then it really won't leave me alone.
Yep. Because you brought it on like Donkey Kong.
Well, it tried to fly in my ear. I wasn't bothering it. It decided to bother me. I don't know what's in my ear that it wants so badly.
I just open a window, sitting in my rocking chair.
I like my patio. I'm not going to be able to sit on it for that well, I guess.
Really?
I don't know.
You've got a while still.
I've got a little while still, but I want to enjoy it every single day possible. Because there will come a time where I cannot enjoy it because it will be full of snow.
Yes.
And way too cold.
Yeah, fair. We have reached the point where it is cool enough to wear cool threads. Guys, I can put on my lightweight fingering weight stuff now. Yes. Yes.
I'm so slightly stoked. Toasty in this, but I'm determined to wear it anyway.
I am not even remotely toasty. I love it so much. I'm so happy. I've pulled out and washed for the season. Well, until I've worn it a couple of times and it needs a wash again. The Half Moon Tee by Tristan of Dragonhorde Designs. This started it. This shirt started the Tristan of Dragonhorde love affair.
Oh, I see.
Because all I did was take the short rows out and make the body longer, because technically this is a cropped sweater.
Yes.
And I made a full length version of it. And then we put it on. Do you still
make one of those?
Oh, gosh, so much fun. And we put it on and we discovered that we didn't need to make any other modifications to have it fit me well.
Nice, nice.
And then that's when I was like, ooh, start buying her patterns. Because if the only thing I have to do is skip the short row section and lengthen things.
Oh yeah, that's
God,
easy.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. So
don't do this part, do extra of this part.
I know. I don't remember what color this yarn is, my main body color part. Like the main body.
I want to say it was an ancient arts colorway, but I super
don't
remember.
I think so. I might have a project page just as old enough. But I do remember that the white and the blue were from different places. The blue is from Knit Picks. I believe it is Bennett. The white, I don't remember anymore either, and I don't remember for the main body color. But it is a short sleeve. Technically, it is a cropped sweater. I made mine full length because I don't look as good in cropped as Diana does. Or I looked good in cropped, but in very specific situations with very specific silhouettes. And I don't tend to wear those silhouettes. Which is fine.
Totally fair. No, don't split the stitch.
You're wearing a granny square cocoon cardigan that I made and then ran out of yarn before it got big enough to be comfortable on me, but it fits you good.
Yes, it is lovely and drapey. Woo! I'm stuck to my chair.
Nicely done.
Yeah. And fold up the edge for a nice shawl collar and is so cozy and is so cheerful and bright on the back.
Ah, turned out so good. Turned out so good. Okay.
It's great.
Which is good.
And it goes with my shirt.
It does go with your shirt. Shall we talk about what we've been working on?
Yes, I have two things I can talk about.
I've got four.
I understand the plight of the secret knitting.
It's a problem.
I knit so much this week and I have nothing I can talk about.
Yeah, it's quite frustrating some weeks. And it's because it's hilarious. I finished one project and I cast it on two. So I'm doing Diana's plan in reverse.
You're trying to increase the number of whips that you have? I thought we just went over this and you said you had too many. Or you were
I was getting to a level where I was like, this is a lot. But, you know, whatever. I finished my Point Edwards mitts. That's a Point Edwards mitt.
Those look so great. I might need to make myself a pair.
So good. I already have to do a repair because I dropped a stitch. Whatever. It happens.
Oh.
And I did them to pattern. So while they're kind of snug on me, I have leftover yarn. So I think what I might do is... It's not quite fingerless mitten season for me yet, guys. It's still a touch warm for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Erin when she comes to visit in October, when she's home again. Boy, that girl's busy right now.
Yeah,
and
bet.
Ask if she can help me pick up some stitches off the, like, watch me while I do the stitch pickup in case I need help. On the cast off edge for both the body and the thumb, and I'm going to make them longer.
Okay.
So technically I did it two pattern. So I did it as pattern requested. And you're supposed to go till you're at your fingers, like the top of your fingers. So which I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. But when we fold it down the half you're supposed to, it's a bit short for my comfort level. Like, I want it higher. Like, I want my fold coming up to just about my... So I need more.
I see.
I need more. Same with the thumb. Like, I want the thumb higher. And that might just be because my digits might be longer than the person who made this wonderful free pattern. No grief given. So that's what I'm going to do. Because, like, I really love how this turned out. But for the moment, I'm going to set it aside till I can add that extra length. I certainly have the grams to do it. Like, I have leftover yarn. So this is not a problem. And this is a DK weight fingerless mitten. So, like, I'm not even wearing my fingering weight fingerless mittens yet. And honestly, in October, I wear my Halloween mitts from my own Spooky Vibes collection anyway.
Well, yeah. Obviously, so that is what you do.
I wouldn't be wearing these till November at the earliest, so I've got time. So I cast it on. Because of course I cast it on, because I'm crazy.
Because of course. We can't have cold needles.
I couldn't help myself. I had spare needles. And I was just going to do one. A one for one.
Uh-huh.
We weren't decreasing. We weren't increasing. We were staying stable. Totally doable, right?
Uh-huh.
I cast it on my Endless Summer Adventures cardigan. Shawl that I wanted to make.
You're actually going to keep this one?
Oh my god, I'm not giving this away. Look at this color.
It is a gorgeous color. What color is that?
It is Aaron's birthday colorway from this year, from Fireweed Fiber Co. Honor Buttercup DK. So this is 32. So damn pretty. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not giving this one away. I also took a look at the Endless Summer Adventure pattern and went, oh, you could use an update. So I'm going to update that this week because it could use a bit of a freshening up. But I've still got the other skein I got to wind up.
You love that colorway.
Gotta wind this, make some tassels, and finish that shawl. I'd love to finish the shawl this week because I haven't done a lot of work on it. It just grows that fast. It's a DK weight shawl on 6mm needles. She's meant to be big, loose, and drapey.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've made 5 of them, pretty mindless for me at this point.
As I recall, it didn't require that many brain cells in the first place.
No, I didn't.
That's how I actually finished one.
Yeah, I made a summer shawl that you could do anywhere for a reason.
I used some fingering cotton for mine. Yeah, that was, I used mm-hmm. the white speckly fingering cotton for mine.
Yep, the first one I made was in that beautiful denim cotton that was sent to us by Brown Sheep Company to review. And Mom put it on and never took it off.
And it went away.
And I went away. My mother looks stunning in blue and green skies. Like, she looks so good in blues and greens. I did not argue as that left. I was like, have fun in your new home. Because you look really pretty on the person who's wearing you. Absolutely. Please. But I have problems parting with Aaron's yarn. And that is in a deep Jocelyn jewel tone color range.
Yes.
Of red, whites, and stuff. So, like, no, that's staying with Jocelyn. Also, I put it up next to my cobalt blue fall jacket and went, you were meant to be. So this one's not leaving my possession ever. Okay, well, I might pass away and then the shawl will be given away. But until then.
No, you're just going to be buried in it?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'll let you know. I just get buried in all of my knitwear. Oh, God. I mean, I won't care at that point, but oh, God. But that covers my first 2 of 4. So if you want to go, we can alternate at this point now. Because I have 2 left. Sure. And apparently I have dinner coming soon.
Excellent. I'll show off the thing that was in the thumbnail. I finished the cage halter top. Disregard those ends. I need to weave those in. I apparently missed those. So that's on the other side. Disregard those ends. It's done. And I guess technically speaking, I still need to make the string to tie it up at the back. So it's like it's finished, but it's not like finished, you know? But it's finished. It's just requires some finishing.
Finishing.
You know? Finishing. It's finished, but it needs some finishing. So that extra step after it's finished?
The finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I also know that I also, too, would not want to chain 180. things.
Yeah, I wasn't vibing. Because these are 80, the straps that go around your neck.
God.
And I'd already done that twice, and I was not down to do 180, and then slip stitch all the way back. I was not into it last night, and no. I was not into it today either. Maybe tomorrow. So this is the Caged Halter Top made by Bjax. She's got a free tutorial on YouTube. I held two fingering weight yarns together, various sock yarn scraps for looks a marled so effect. So I've got like a denim effect for the body of it. And then at some point I had to change out and do like a darker blue for the last row of window panes and the scallops at the bottom.
Yeah.
So that's all in darker blue down the bottom. And then for the lattice work at the top, I held the same color double, which is actually still out here. I think this is one of Aaron's bird colorways.
Ooh.
Come on, focus on that there.
That's entirely possible.
It's entirely possible. It's like it's a steely gray with like dark blue speckles. I think it's one of the birds, maybe the great blue heron or something. I don't remember. I made socks out of it.
Eastern bluebird?
That might be one of the darker ones.
Blues. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I completely used up whatever blues are in the cups of it. Good. So I have absolutely no idea. But it looks like denim, which is exactly what I was hoping.
I have all the things going on today. Okay, today is a day of things. Whatever, it's fine. It's fine. I actually didn't just cast on today. I also knocked DPNs off the cuff. I actually worked on a project that needed to have some work done on it. So it wasn't just all casting on free willy-nilly. I'm saying this as a defensive mechanism because the other thing I have to talk about, other than the project that I was already working on, is another new cast on. No judgment. I did put some work in on my Gleace sweater. We looked it up. There's 163 ways to pronounce the spelling Glaese. I don't know which one's correct.
Who knows? Language is hard.
Language is hard. But out of this incredibly fluffy arrow yarn, look at that fluff. Look at it. This is a bulky weight yarn, which is alpaca, blown through a nylon tube. So when I say it's light, guys, it's like a freaking light as a feather. It's light. It is crazy how light this is. But I made some progress on a panel. It is a free sweater. It's a pullover. It is very reminiscent of Flashdance 80s style stuff, which is super me. And I put in a progress creeper from where I was started. I put in a little super fun one, dangly bits. So I put in a progress creeper. So I made a fair bit of progress.
Yeah.
For what hopefully will be a slightly oversized, or not too oversized, 80s style baggy sweater when it's done in a nylon tube blown alpaca bulky weight yarn. The needles still weigh 50 billion times more than the yarn.
Make sure it doesn't blow in a breeze.
I can't take this outside and work on it. It's too light. It'll
just blow away.
Too fluffy. But it is a one row repeat, and it is so memorized. Like it flows so well. It's not even funny. Like, just look how pretty that is. And it's
we love a one row repeat.
And it's a one row repeat, and you get this.
That's great.
Isn't that stunning with like the columns of solid stitches and the columns of that loopy lace look? I'm so excited. My hope is because this is a incredibly light, airy, bulky, and I'm making a very lacy, oversized sweater, that it'll be a good winter sweater for me with like a short sleeve t-shirt underneath it or something, but I will be warm but not overly hot. That is the goal. See my pancake of yarn. It packs very flat, but it is very fluffy and fluffy. And oh my god, I'm eating alpaca all the time. It's just the nature of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to continue making some progress on that, because it feels very satisfying to complete a row or two and to see that lace grow. Oh yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So good. So I'm hoping I don't lose steam and I do some more work on that. But there we go. An actual thing that I haven't finished, which is actually from the whip pile.
Oh my gosh.
For everybody who's listening and not watching, that arrow yarn is in a sort of like gradient color wheel, and it goes from like darker greens to like lighter yellowy greens. It's kind of hard to describe. It's very muted. It's a very muted color palette.
It's just, yeah, it's like green and some other chill colors.
It's very mellow. So I feel like an 80s pullover sweater for like post yoga, it'll be perfect for that.
Yeah.
So that's my hope. That's what I'm going for. So we will see how that works out for me in the end. But there you go. 3 of 4 done. One more cast on to go. You're up.
All right. So remember those teensy little sock toes I had last week?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, they're a bit bigger.
Yeah, they're fully, the toes are done and I'm into the body by about 1/2 inch.
Oh, good.
A centimeter, if you will. I'm into the legs of each sock. I'm doing these 2 at a time. And I had completed the toes up to having 64 stitches, which is how many I put in my socks. Mm-hmm. And then went, hey, my dad's birthday is in like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'd like some light blue socks. So mm-hmm. I texted him and yes, he would love some light blue socks. So I added a few more increase rows and they're now socks for my dad's birthday in a few weeks.
I love your dad. He's so darn cute.
I love my dad too. That's why he gets socks.
I mean, I also think your father-in-law is darn cute too, so. Not that I'm sure either of those men want to hear me saying that. That's fine.
Yeah, it might be weird. We'll keep that one to ourselves.
We'll keep that to ourselves.
So this is the Jolene True colorway or sock set from Fireweed Fiber Co.'s mm-hmm. Star Trek Club. That was last year, right?
Yes, Star Trek was last year. Yeah. This year is Buffy.
Yes. Okay, I remember. I remember things. So we've got a light blue for like kind of a sky blue for the contrast toes. Mm-hmm. And then the body is like a steel gray with little speckles of like a gold yellow.
Yeah.
It's like really a steel gray with some darker blue gray speckles. And then just little tiny, tiny hints of like a gold.
It's really good.
I had originally used this yarn. I had started making a crochet hat and then decided I didn't want that hat anymore. So that got frogged and now it's going to be socks.
You kind of outgrown the slouchy hat stage.
Yeah, well, it's not really
a thing for you.
Slouchy hat is not in anymore. And I don't know. I feel like
you're always trying to make it look like you'd gotten to that point in your life where you were over it, not you were following trends and.
I don't know. I also just kind of stopped wearing them. So I don't know.
I think you just might be done with it. That it was fun. You enjoyed it, but now you're on to other things.
Yeah. That's it. These are just going to be super basic vanilla socks. And I will decide what heel I'm doing when I get there.
Lovely.
So that's what I'm doing while we record. Ooh. Just roundy, roundy, 2 at a time socks.
Roundy, roundy, 2 at a time socks.
Yeah. I have roundy, roundy, 2 at a time socks because I had no other vanilla socks. And this cast on doesn't count as a cast on because they're vanilla socks and vanilla socks don't count in my whip pile.
They don't.
Vanilla socks are their own pile.
Technically, I could say this doesn't count because this is a design, but I'm going to count it because it's really going to not take me very long and it'll be done. Because, whoa, cat on my foot.
Yeah.
She just flopped over. All of her weight went over my crossed ankles.
I understand now.
Cool. Thanks, Kat.
Having been flopped on most thoroughly for a few days.
She's a flopper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there on the couch and just ooh, suddenly get knocked over. Like,
hello.
You're on me, but you're not on me. How is this possible?
I understand.
I am now wedged in the corner of this couch.
Yup. As I am going on a winding spree, getting ready for the cast-on party for Friday and doing secret crafting cast-on for the MCAL that starts in January, I was like, I'm already at my Swift. Just keep going. So I Swifted up. and wound up all of the skeins from that grab bag set I bought from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. And I was just so enamored with a 5-skein grab bag set. I didn't ever think about colors or matching. Somebody had already done all that for me. I just had to pick the bag I liked. Boy, I love when I don't have to make decisions. So good. You saw the grab bag sets. They're gorgeous.
I know.
So I cast it on Mittens. Now, this is going to be a pattern. There's going to be more than one thing for it. So I've been writing out how much I'm using to the gram for each of these patterns. So they could be a scrappy pattern for people. They could be like, if you want to do 2 colors instead of 5 colors, like there's going to be a lot of options going on. But I'm starting with mittens, and then I'm going to do a hat, and then I'm going to do a cowl, because I know for sure by gram at my size, which is a lady's large hand, a lady's large head, a men's medium head, and I'm not small anywhere else, so why would I have a small cowl, single pullover cowl? So like, I know I can do that with all 5 colors. And these look so good together. So I did a little pattern detailing for the switch between colors. I wrote it as I went. I know, how professional am I? Got my little thumbie there. And I'm just at the point now where I am going to transition to my color 3 again and do my decreases.
It's looking so good.
I'm so excited. Why did I not? Because I looked up and realized it was 4 a.m. this morning and went to bed.
Good call.
So super happy. It shouldn't take me very long to bust out a second mitten and get a hat on the go this week. So my goal is to have the mittens done and the hat done for next weekend and be working on the cowl. The patterns, just like, I'll just do one more color repeat.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. So does it have a name? No. Do we have some suggestions? Yeah, we thought of a couple ones, but you know what? If you guys have any thoughts on what I could call this set, that'd be great.
Yes, drop a comment.
It's going to be a collection. So I am going to do a fingerless mitten and headband and bundle them so you could buy 3, get the 4th free. So if you like fingerless mittens but not mittens, or if you like a headband but not a hat, like you can choose, so you have some preferences in there. But I need a name is what I need. This has been sitting in my head since I saw the grab bag set. So like, this has been in my head for months and finally got done. And I know the colors are blue Christmas, Eastern Bluebird, I don't remember, graphite, Whiskey Jack. This one I don't remember. And those were just in a grab bag set from Erin of Fiber Fiber Co. So like, any,
I really
five
wanted to name one
DK,
I don't remember.
You know, would serve me right if she makes a colorway called I Don't Remember just for me, because I do this to her all the time. Guys, if you want to save 10% off Erin's yarn, it is Northern Knits 10 on her website. And if you're lucky enough to be in Vancouver this weekend, you will see her at Knit City.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Go squish the pretties.
Okay, that is it. I accidentally cast on 2 things, made great progress on both, but I did have an FO.
Good job.
Ready for your word for the week?
Yes.
It's breathe.
Breathe,
as in oxygen into one's lungs.
Okay.
Something I'm not excelling at right now.
You know, sometimes breathing is hard.
Breathing is hard. I think I get enough credit for doing it.
All right. If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night, enabling each other into starting all the things and buying all the yarn and breathing in fibers. Oh, that's not where I was going to go with that.
Crazy.
That's not where I was going to go with that word. I was going to say something about reminding each other to just breathe when things don't go your way.
Then you went with the far more realistic version.
Yes, well, I happened to inhale a fiber at that exact moment, so...
You're really good at that.
I'm A plus at inhaling animal fibers.
Excellent. Why am I wrapped around things? Guys, as always, we super understand budgets are a real life thing. If you can't financially support us, liking, commenting, subscribing, and interacting with us on social media is a great way to show us what you're working on. No, seriously, how did I do this? I have to be wireless one day. One day I will be wireless.
You know, I'm wireless and I still manage to get yarn wrapped around my microphone and my keyboard. So
ridiculous. All right. I'm finally free.
It will not solve all your problems.
Super good. Let's do a very quick rundown. Apparently I need to phone my mommy. So let's go. She's like, are you free? Well, I can be. Just give me a second.
Very soon.
That's soon. This is Wednesday. On Friday yes. at noon, Manitoba time, we will be doing the live cast on party for the fall equinox craftle with us. We will do it on the fall equinox itself, but we are actually already busy with Patreon members that day. So we will do it a day in advance for everybody. So if you are free Friday at Manitoba noon time, come join us, sit down, watch us cast on, or talk about what it is that we're working on and just chill with us for like an hour, hour and a half while we talk with you guys and talk with each other about what we're going to do.
On these things, they're gonna be pretty, they're gonna be a cowl. I'm so excited.
Let's be honest, I will have the yarn wound and some. I'm gonna have to put a vote in to figure out what it is I'm putting on my hook. This coming Saturday, if you are a Patreon member at $5 or above, it is the second last Saturday of the month, so we will be doing the Patreon e-knit-in. That is literally a knit club meetup for Patreon members. If you are not a Patreon member at $5 or more, you have literally until Saturday morning, because that's when I send the link. So there you go.
Join us. One of us. One of us.
It is fun. I can't even class it. It's literally a bunch of women sitting and chilling with beverages and food or no food and kids or no kids and just talking knitting.
Sometimes pets.
Sometimes pets, sometimes husbands. Life happens. But we get to do it in the comfort of our own homes. I'm pretty sure a lot of us sometimes are in pajama pants.
Yeah.
I'm in pajamas a lot. I'm in pajamas a lot.
Frequently.
For Patreon. Yeah. Yeah. It's comfy. So we're doing that. And then we literally tomorrow, I will be live with Louise for the mid-month motivation check-in. So it is not the grand reveal of have I started a Christmas stocking? Have I finished a Christmas stocking? It is the, oh my God, remind Louise and Justin they're almost out of month check-in. So that's happening tomorrow for everybody. That'll be at 6:30 Manitoba time. So 7:30 Ontario time. Right?
Yep.
Yes, you're an hour ahead of me.
Yes. 7:30 Eastern.
Got it. Otherwise, we are closing in. The month is almost halfway done. I hope your guys' secret craft knitting is going okay, because I'm starting to panic. We're right on schedule. We're almost at spooky season. I'm freaking. I want to be doing Halloween stuff right now.
Oh yeah, that's happening.
But I think that's it. I think we're good.
Yeah, that's all the stuff I had on my notes. Oh, our next live episode is going to be on Sunday, September the 1st.
True.
That's in
September
a
the
weeks.
1st? October the 1st.
October the 1st. That's what I meant. We're in September now.
We are in September now.
I meant October the 1st. The 1st lands on a Sunday.
That's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Guys, we're going to go. It's late Sunday evening. And... uh-huh. We're both done, and I need to talk to my mom. All right. Until we see you guys, I'm going to say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit.
Oh my gosh.